I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, welcome back. We're getting reports from a number of polling places around the area. I had a friend who was out at Wildwood City Hall. He said there were about 70, that was actually at the Daniel Boone Library. There were about 75 people in line out there. 50 or 60 at Wildwood City Hall. You know, it takes a little while to get through there. Your mother-in-law was out, right?
Yeah, she was saying that a lot of people, including my mother-in-law, they were holding their Mark Cox voter guide, which is really neat. She said the line was out the door through the library.
All right. So I'm sure one of those issues, obviously, they're going to be on the ballot, is Amendment 3. We've opened the phone lines up for the people that listened to our debate just a few minutes ago. I'll just go in order here. Let me get to Kayla, who's holding on right now. Kayla, good morning to you. Where are you calling from?
Good morning. I'm calling from St. Charles.
Oh, excellent. So what's on your mind?
That debate was a little bit triggering just because it's just so common for the people on one side of the Democratic side to say those exact things. I live in a neighborhood with a lot of yes on three, which is really sad. And I think people are just not realizing what is in the amendment. They're just on one side or the other and thinking this is how I have to vote. And so it's a slippery slope. There's too many things in this amendment that will take rights away or make, you know, just like not to get controversial, but the vaccine things, you know, manufacturers can't be held accountable.
Right.
And that has literally taken away parents' rights to any sort of like malpractice with that. And it's a no-go. Like you turn something in and there's nothing followed up with it. If we go down this route and someone who doesn't even want an abortion has a tragic ending to a pregnancy or delivery, it's just that that is not safe for any woman. So there's things in here, especially as a parent, that, you know, without consent, we all know how teens are. And, you know, if someone goes in and then I would have no idea, you know, if my daughter decided to do something, that is completely just, I can't even wrap my head around
it. It's crazy. They have to have permission from you at school to get an aspirin, but they could go have an abortion under this law. I mean, I agree with you completely, Kayla, and I appreciate you calling me this morning. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me get to Tom here on line three. Tom, you're on the air.
Oh, good morning, Mark. I'm a vote no on this because this is why we need initiative petition reform. This is, we don't need to do this kind of thing with an amendment. And this is changing way too much. There's too many laws. Well, it's written unconstitutionally. It's too vague. It's not specific. It doesn't tell you what laws are going to be taken out because of this thing. There's no protections. And, you know, my wife and I, we've been married 51 years. We have 5 kids, 9 grandkids, and we do not want to give up any parents' rights at all. Zero.
Yeah.
Zip.
Well said. Tom, thank you for the phone call.
Welcome.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm going to get to Melissa here on line four. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to address, you know, everyone talks about control, and women need to take control in the bedroom so they don't end up in an abortion room. They can go buy a box of condoms and carry it in their purse, and if their partner doesn't care enough to use it, then that partner doesn't care enough about the woman.
I do believe that people are using it as a form of birth control. Now, I understand there are exceptions to that. You think about rape and incest. I am unapologetically pro-life. I don't believe you punish the baby for someone else's wrongdoing. I think you punish the rapist or, you know, and I know that's controversial to say. That's how I feel. So I agree that you, I'm tired of people, you know, making a mistake. And then the easy solution is, well, I can just go fix it. I'm going to get an abortion.
Right. And I hope most people don't want abortion to be used as a form of birth control. You know, used to say they want it to be rare. And they're not saying that anymore.
No. Well, and they say it's safe, and it's absolutely not safe because it ends the life of the innocent baby.
Yeah.
Right.
Melissa, thank you for the phone call. Yeah, and you know, I think to her point there, people say they wanted it to be rare, and then I read the statistic the other day that since Roe ended, the number of abortions has actually risen to some extent because they're now using the pill to end the pregnancy instead of going to an abortion clinic.
Yep.
And they hand the pill out like candy without any warning sign, which is what caused the girl's death in Georgia.
Amber Thurman.
As to what the side effects can be.
I think that's the problem, is that people are turning to, for example, mifepristone, and they're taking this abortion pill in the bathroom and they're not sure what to expect. It's terrifying. It's extremely traumatic. And let me just say that too, because I understand people would think my stance is very far right. You know, people would probably label me as an extremist, but I own that because that's how I feel about this topic. That's how passionate I am. And this is coming from someone who used to be pro-abortion. Okay, I used to support this. I used to say men had no right to tell women what to do with their bodies. I was in that camp, and now it's hard for me to wrap my brain around that. This has gotten so out of control, and I made this point earlier, but it's not just about abortion. Even if for whatever reason you support abortion, there's so much more to Amendment 3 that relates to trans surgeries for minors, cutting off their genitals. That in and of itself should be enough for you to vote no.
Yeah, well, I agree. And it should, people's attention should be drawn to the fact that it redefines what a medical professional is. And that is something that you really need to pay attention to. If you go look it up for yourself, but it basically calls them a treating healthcare professional, not a doctor. A treating healthcare professional. They redefine what that is. And I think that's something that is going to be part of the wording of the Missouri Constitution if this passes.
Speaking of wording, language wording matters. Instead of saying the unborn, let's say preborn, right? Instead of saying someone is pro-choice, let's say they're pro-abortion. Let's change the narrative on this and speak truth to it. By the way, the point about the whole third trimester abortion to save the life of the mother, first of all, you should treat the mother. You don't go deliberately kill the baby. You try to save both, but you absolutely try to treat the mother. You do treat the mother, but you don't need to dismember the baby. And I mean that in a very literal way, because that's exactly what they do during an abortion. You deliver the baby. That is what you do. I do not understand anyone who thinks that you need to, the solution is just to automatically go in and murder that baby.
Let me get to Pam here, who's been holding on line 5. Pam, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having this debate, and congratulations to Brian for doing such an excellent job. I want to point out that every single word in this amendment was specifically chosen, and they chose the word person instead of woman, which is, would have been an adult. They chose person instead of saying male or female. So this absolutely applies to sex change operations, and it will nullify any protection that the Missouri legislature has passed as far as clinic inspections and assistance for the women, parental consent. It says that anything that will interfere, deny, or restrict is going to be considered null. So it's going to immediately eliminate 60 laws that have been passed over the last 50 years to provide safety for women and children. This is unlimited, unrestricted abortion and sex change operation on minors without parental consent, and I urge the voters to vote no on Amendment 3.
Yeah, Pam, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate that.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to leave the phone lines open here. 314-241-9797. People reacting to the debate here from Brian Westbrook and Jeff Smith. We aired in the first half of the hour. That'll be up on demand if you want to listen to it on our website, on the podcast. You'll be able to go back and listen as well. It's worth listening. You need to listen to the other side to understand where they're coming from. When my friend Jeff Smith used the word tissue to describe the baby, It took all that I had in me not to jump in and say something at that point, but I promised I was going to let those two debate each other, and I didn't want to insert myself into it at that point. Hey, the phone lines are still open, 314-241-9797. We'll be back here in just a minute.
Speaking of ballot measures, I just wanted to point out, I'm in Illinois and in Madison County, and this year we have a ballot measure that says Madison County, Illinois secession and new state advisory question. A yes vote supports advising the Madison County Board to discuss with other boards in Illinois counties, excluding Cook County, the possibility of forming a new state to separate from Cook County. Now, I'll say that would be a yes vote for me to separate from Chicago. But I know it's a long shot, but hey, we can hope, right?
Yeah, that's from the comment line this morning. Who knew that was an option? I didn't know that was on the ballot over there. Oh, yeah, you could secede from Cook County and the crazies up there in Chicago? Absolutely. We've had the phone lines open here talking about the debate earlier between Jeff Smith and Brian Westbrook on Amendment 3, the abortion amendment. That's the best way I know to call it. I want to get to some of the people that have been holding here for a while. Megan on line one. Megan, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. I just want to say I'm lucky enough today to get to bring my kids. I'm a homeschool mom to go meet Josh Hawley today in O'Fallon. We're so excited. And he's going to talk about Amendment 3. But I wanted to see if you could recall, if you remember saying this, you and Andrew on the DGS got into a debate about abortion a few years ago. And you said something that I had never heard before, which was that that person on the DGS was okay with abortion up to the point where as long as the baby was still in utero, that it was fine. And no matter how old the baby was, once that baby moved out of the woman's, the mother's body, then it was not okay. And I had never heard ever the argument, this was a few years ago, that someone would be okay with abortion at 9 months. And what's happened here is, as Tony Colombo would say, that slippery slope argument that people hate. We've gotten to the point now where we're actually debating a 9-month abortion in the state of Missouri, in the red state of Missouri. It's up for debate. And the thing is, slowly over time, because it becomes normal and because it becomes part of normal conversation and something that's progressive, we slowly start to give up those things by either not voting or even, you know, of course, I'm going to vote for Trump to win, but he's not pro-life. He's not at all. You know, we've kind of come to this point where it's like, you have to make a decision. This is the point in your life where you have to teach your kids what's right, what's wrong, what's black and white. There's no gray here. This is life and death. And we've gotten to that point where it's like, wow, we're here now. And this is so important for our kids. And for me to take my kids to see Josh Hawley today, we're going to serve at church during Election Day. I want my kids to see this is important. This is huge. And this is life or death. And I just really implore parents who are young and listening to your show or Annie Fry in the afternoons, get your kids involved young. Teach them what's right and wrong young, and not when they're 18 and gone off to college and have learned, you know, right, what we don't want them
right
to learn.
No, absolutely. It's a great point, Megan, and I appreciate the phone call. I do remember having that debate with Andrew a long time ago. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I was also surprised by his reaction to that, for sure. Let me get to Jim here on line three. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark. As you said many times before, it's the initiative petition process in Missouri that needs to be changed. And we've got these Republican rhino legislators who are afraid to do that because they're beholden to the teachers unions who want these easy pass bond issues. That's the problem. And they got to change this IP process.
Yeah, Jim, amen. I'm on board with that completely. Thank you for pointing it out. You know what I would support? Here's the constitutional amendment I would support, that no outside money could be donated to Missouri political campaigns.
Amen. You know, the most money I heard, actually, Brian Westbrook was pointing this out, that's coming in to support Amendment 3, Virginia, so D.C., California. Michael Bloomberg has apparently put in about $1 million. George Soros put in about $4.5 million in support of Amendment 3,
yeah,
here in Missouri.
The money is pouring in from out of state. Now, if people want to raise it in state, but we can may have that argument. That's Missourians getting involved in the political process. outside money should not influence what's going on in Missouri. And if this thing passes, that's the reason it'll pass, because they've spent tens of millions of dollars to lie to people in these slickly produced TV ads on Amendment 3. I honestly do. I do believe that's it. Let me see here. Let me get to Perry. Perry, you got about a minute left. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Mark. I just wanted to point out that the Amendment 3 also removes the requirement for annual inspections by the Missouri Department of Health and Safety, or, you know, whoever inspects surgery centers, so that if there's significant problems or life-threatening infections and things like that, you know, there's also reporting requirements, that would be removed with this amendment.
Wow.
So that puts everyone at risk.
Well, it explains why Planned Parenthood supports it so much, right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Perry. I appreciate that. Thanks to everyone who called in today and gave us their thoughts on this. Obviously, we're going to continue to talk about Amendment 3 and, in our opinion, the negative impact this will have on the state of Missouri. And we'll continue to talk about the other amendments as well. If you're going to vote today, print out the voter guide. It's right on the website, 971talk.com. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Get more at 971talk.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.